It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A man has confessed in court that false teeth turn him on.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Horizon Credit Union.
All right, Kevin. My mind is stuck on Steve and Halloween costumes.
Stuck on Steve.
I mean, I'm sure I will get over it eventually.
Most people
but
do.
But Steve, so your idea of dressing up for Halloween was simply to dress up to come to work?
Yeah.
So no Halloween party plans or no, you know, going out and trying to have fun in a Halloween costume? Just
I don't wear that.
Halloween to work and hope for some candy.
Well, I don't really need candy.
Sure. Yeah, you just do it because it's the season. I get it.
For the season. Tis the season, Kevin.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
So you won't even take candy?
I mean, I guess if it was offered to me, depending on what it is.
So are you that... I could totally see this. Little Stevie Heskey.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Dressed up as... Let me try to guess a costume that you dressed up as a little boy.
Okay.
How about a banker? Did you ever dress up as a banker? They're in Northbrook, Illinois, as you went around maybe to the houses.
Maybe, like a, I don't know, accountant.
Yes.
That's a good one, but
yeah.
No.
Yeah, a little bow tie, maybe.
No, never bow tie.
Firefighter?
Mm-mm. No.
You'd go up to the door, ding dong. They'd open the door. Oh, hey, look at you. You're a little banker. And then he'd be like, yes, trick or treat. And then they would give him candy, and he would go through the candy and say, I don't like these, I don't like these, and he'd give them back.
Right, yeah.
And just take the ones that he liked.
No, I'm dressed as a city administrator, don't you know?
The city administrator.
What a great costume.
Oh, yeah.
Always got compliments.
Little four-year-old Stevie.
Do you remember a cute costume you had as a kid, Steve?
I don't know necessarily cute. I mean, I think I was a police officer a few times.
There you go.
Sure.
I was definitely an alien. That was like my go-to.
Oh, wow. All right. Like, did you like paint your skin green or something? I am an alien. I'm little Stevie Heskey. Please give me candy, but only the stuff that doesn't have much sugar and is good for you.
You got any raisins?
Do you have raisins and an apple? That would be great. Thank you.
No, it was not that.
Okay.
No, not that.
Imagine.
It was a very sweaty mask.
Okay, yeah. That they tend to be that way.
The alien mask.
Man, yeah. That rubberized stuff that's, I'm sure, excellent to breathe in for hours at a time.
Well, mine was like the cheap plastic with the little string.
Oh, so it's stuck to your face.
Yeah,
there we go.
Ugh, man.
Come on, King Peter. Step up a little bit with the mask game here.
It was hard to keep up with my friends, you know? Really? It was very difficult. And also, the costume itself was like a long, kind of like a robe, I guess.
Okay.
But like a very silky material.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you mean.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
And, so I feel like something.
Basically, something to hide your whole body and then just wear a mask.
Right, exactly.
Something they got at like a garage sale there.
No, it was from, you know, whatever.
An actual costume. Okay.
Yeah, it was legit.
All right. Nice.
I was a pirate a couple times too.
Like
that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Had a nice pirate hat.
So, what is the candy that you would accept and not accept? I'm very interested in this, Steve, because hopefully we get some candy and then you'll be like, oh, I don't like any of these, and I'm hoping there's stuff that I like.
Yeah, well, here's
producer Steve's top five candies that he wants on Halloween. Number five.
No. Can I explain myself first?
Okay, of course.
I'm sorry to ruin the drum roll.
I mean, of course he wants to explain it.
Rune drum roll.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I had to beat myself out. Sorry.
Oh. No, here's the deal. I would take all of the candy and then go through it later, and then whatever I didn't eat, you know, King Peter would have.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
Or my brother or whoever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'd share, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal.
I don't think there's anything.
Producer Steve's top five candies. I don't know that we needed the explanation. I don't know what that...
But. Yeah, the explanation was a little overkill. Because I was talking about, like, now as an adult, if you got yes. candy.
Wait, can I explain my explanation?
The correct
candy. Oh, gosh. Dang it. Oh, my gosh. With the explanations.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, here, if I were to get candy, I would gladly and appropriately accept. And then... Can we get the drums back?
Producer Steve's top five candies.
All right.
I'm just curious what kind of candy you like.
Yeah,
I don't
me
know.
Too.
Yeah. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
What,
is that number five?
We're going from five to one.
Oh, five to one.
I mean, it's a...
I mean, no. Nope, we're going to do number one to number five, so then there's no suspense.
Well, I just gave my number one.
Well, let's pretend it didn't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, the top five...
This is going so well.
Oh, my God. Is it your
top
first
five
day?
Five candies for producer Steve. Coming in at number five is...
Man, I don't even... let's see. Starburst.
Starburst minis? Do we like... Ooh, well, no, those aren't good. You're right. Know. Starburst. I know what you're saying. I know how they do them in Halloween bags. Starburst.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. Starburst.
Yep.
Starburst, number five. Number four.
Maybe like... Tootsie Roll?
You're not serious.
What just happened?
I do like a good Tootsie Roll.
Okay. You know,
wait, we're going from five to one, though.
Number three.
Maybe some Milk Duds.
Did you injure your tongue as a child?
I'm not a big candy eater, and there's like specific things that I like.
Well, I wouldn't be either if those were my choices.
All right, fine. Can I, nope. How about M&M's? I just can't think of candy right now.
Explain myself?
What? What'd you say?
Can I explain myself?
Apparently not.
No, I can't. How about M&M's?
Number two, is that number two?
Sure.
Number two.
I don't know what number we're on.
M&M's.
Number two, M&M's. There's a good one.
So far we've got number five, Starburst. Number four, Tootsie Roll. Number three, Milk Duds. Number two, M&M's. Man. And boy, we've got some suspense now. No one will ever
what
guess.
What could it be?
No one will ever guess. Producer Steve's favorite candy is...
Carrots.
Okay. Okay, that was funny. that was funny.
You started out good. Starburst was a good answer. And then you really lost a lot of people with Tootsie Roll and Milk Duds.
Well, Tootsie Roll should actually be five. And then...
So now you want to change it all up.
Yeah, Milk Duds four, Starburst three, M&M's two, and...
So you apparently don't like peanut chocolate cups. Very much.
I'm not really into it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And also, I just couldn't think of candies. What else is there?
I mean, Nerd Clusters would be a great one. You know, yeah, Skittles, yeah, ever heard of that?
Like Twizzlers? You like Twizzlers?
No. Sour Patch?
Gross.
Oh, Sour Patch Kids. Yeah, buddy.
Man. See, that's the thing. But
Sour Patch everything.
Snickers.
Gummies.
But, I mean, you could actually do you know, all kinds of candy bars. And
Snickers is all right. Well, here's the thing,
Junior
though.
Mint? I mean, I'm trying to think of something
Junior
outside.
Mints are great, Jay.
Outside that's the
always
box.
I always feel like those are a fun one to get.
Whoppers.
Maybe. But here's the thing, Jay. I'm great to go trick-or-treating with or
you know,
give someone candy to because I'll give it to you.
Yeah, there's no question. You are the number one person to go trick-or-treating with because you're going through your candy. You're like, hey, man, I'll trade you some Milk Duds for some Nerd Clusters. Done. Yeah, let's go.
I'd do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd do that.
See. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Now, the sidewalk is close by, and people walk there all the time.
Right.
Walking their dogs, whatever.
Kevin James.
Typical sidewalk behavior.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by Haven Real Estate. From the text line, I have not laughed that hard in forever. Oh my gosh, Steve.
I feel like I'm being judged here.
Well, everybody's just enjoying you. You're just an enjoyable person.
The good news now, Steve, is you get to judge.
Oh, yeah.
I was
let's
trying
go.
To think of a great name for this game. And I'm coming up with yum yum or don't want none.
Is there an in-between or it's just one or the other?
I'm going to go with one or the other. Basically, what I'm thinking, Steve, is you go through your little bag of Halloween candy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And you see one of these things. Are you going to go yum yum and eat it? Or is it one that will be, it could be someone else could have that.
Boy, people are going to not like me after this.
Oh, okay. That's not based on this.
I'm very picky. I don't like a lot of stuff. There's nothing wrong with that, Steve.
I think there's people that might be like you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's start out with this one. Bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
I'm going to guess you don't know it.
If it's what I'm thinking of.
Looks like a bottle cap, only it's candy.
Yep, the root beer, the grape, cola.
Some would say a little chalky, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had these or seen these.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to say...
That's probably a no.
Wait, what are you supposed to say? You're supposed to say...
Yum yum or dum dum.
Oh, no, dum dum.
Don't give me none.
Yum yum, don't give me none?
No, just don't give me none.
Don't give me none?
Yum yum means you want it. Sweet tarts.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Don't give me none.
Oh.
Jolly Ranchers.
Yum, yum. Specific ones, though.
Oh, you go through and pick the right flavor.
Yeah.
Smarties.
Yeah, don't give me none.
It's good for us, Jay.
Yeah, exactly.
Mounds. Mounds have nuts.
No.
Yeah, don't give
me none. Almond Joy has nuts. Mounds
don't. Almond Joys have nuts. Mounds don't.
Yeah. So no mounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
Can't do the coconut, okay?
Yeah.
How about Rolos? Man, there's one you don't see often enough.
Wow.
How stinking good is a Rolo?
Those are the caramel ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd throw one back, maybe. Yeah. Yum yum.
Get a partial yum yum.
Yeah.
Oh, we got one yum.
Yeah, yum.
Chewy Sprees.
Which ones are those?
Absolute great candy.
Yeah, when they made those chewy, Kevin, holy smokes. Oh, game
Sprees
changer.
Were always good, right?
Yeah.
They were always good.
Yeah, it was kind of hard.
But when you made a chewy Spree.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what these are. Yeah, yeah. Don't give me none.
Oh.
See, this is what I mean.
Here we go. Starbursts.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, number five on the list.
It's all about it, okay.
Yeah, but no orange or yellows.
Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers.
No way, don't give me none.
No way.
Skittles.
No, don't give me any of those.
Really? Airheads.
Yeah, don't give me any of those. Those give me headaches.
What? Nerds.
Well, it has air in it, Kevin, so it's an airhead, so it goes into his head and it gives him a headache.
There it is.
Yeah. Nerds.
It's the name that gets him. Nerds.
That's nerds. What it is. Regular nerds, or clusters. Nerds, either nerds. One, let's say.
Yeah, no go.
Oh?
No. There we go. I told you.
Let's see. We already know that you like M&Ms, and that's up next on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a little easier for you. M&Ms. Do you have a type of M&M that you're not as excited if you get?
Yeah, do they have to be regular, peanut butter? What do you got?
Oh, I don't like the peanut M&Ms.
Of course not.
Okay, so you like just the regular M&Ms.
We're all stunned.
What about peanut butter?
Any of the colors, though. I'll have any of the colors.
Oh, wow, because, yeah, they don't taste like anything different.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
Twizzlers. I think you already talked bad about Twizzlers.
Yeah, those are gross.
What?
I don't know.
How about Red Vines?
Oh, my gosh. No. My wife is going to text any second. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, I can't stand those.
Oh, dude, you're off the list.
See, I told you.
Oh, my gosh. You said Twizzlers, and then you said no.
Twizzlers are so good.
Yeah. My family is obsessed with
them. Oh, that's the first bad word I've ever seen my wife type. Oh, my gosh, Steve.
Jeez Louise,
Whoa, multiple back-to-back tech. Oh, very angry.
Get her all worked up before she has to teach children.
Yeah, that's really smart.
See, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, no muffins.
I told you.
No muffins for Steve.
I do like muffins.
Yeah, well.
How about this, Steve?
Not Twizzler.
Not anymore.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Oh, yum, yum.
Okay, so that one he liked.
That should have actually made my list.
And again, so far, Steve doesn't like Sweet Tarts, Smarties, Mounds, Chewy Sprees, Trolley Bright Crawlers, Skittles, Airheads, Nerds, or Twizzler.
How about a Butterfinger?
Yum. I'd eat that.
Wow. Desperation yum.
Candy corn.
Oh, no way.
Oh, that's going to be a no.
No go. Don't give me that.
They're so good, though.
Fresh ones are, man.
Reese's. We already know you love Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does. How about a Twix?
I'm not really that big in Twix.
So Twix and Kit Kat are pretty close. I mean, except for the caramel.
Yeah. Well, Kit Kat I like.
But but the Twix is too complicated for you?
Yeah, too complicated.
Yeah, just too much going on there. Yeah, Cookie Crunch and the caramel. Can't have that.
Yeah, too much.
Right.
I'm going to finish with two that I know Jay and I both absolutely love. And I would imagine that we would fight over these.
Yeah, probably.
If you did not... You didn't want them, Steve, and you gave them up to us.
Yeah, okay, like you laid them on the counter, and then it'd be like you walked away, and both of us would look at each other like, you know, like we were out for a duel, like an old Western across a dirty street with the swinging doors of the bar behind us.
On guard.
And it would be like, what is the good, the bad? Yeah, thank you, Kevin. And then we'd also be like, the door would close slowly, and we'd look at each other, and I'd be like, I know I can get there before he can. And he'd be like, I'm closer.
And here's the thing, though. Like, even if I like these things, I'd probably be like, I'm not really in the mood for candy.
Yeah. Same.
Last two to judge producer Steve right here.
Yeah.
Hot tamales.
Oh, no. Don't give
just
me
just too much flavor,
don't
right?
Don't give me any of that, no. Can't do it.
Jay and I both love them.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Because they're good.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Finally today.
If good means bad, then okay.
Oh, hey, easy.
Producer Steve's top 50 candies he hates. Let's see if this makes the list or if it's one that he will put in his mouth.
Oh, no.
Lemon heads.
Do you really have to ask that question? Yeah, no.
Yeah. No?
No, he said.
Again, that's going to be a fight for us.
It really is.
Yeah, none of that.
Lemon heads, the more I think about it, going to be a top three for me.
Yeah.
That I want in the Halloween bag.
You like the chewy ones?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you can have mine.
Again.
I just got chills. Oh.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And then you realize, I think Matt Thomas, the lead singer of Parmalee, might be one of the most underrated guys ever, and I'm going to stick with that.
Kevin James.
Man, that guy can sing.
Yeah, they were super awesome.
They were awesome.
He is no Dave Thomas, but you know what?
Yeah.
The Wendy's guy.
Right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Oh, the category has me so intrigued.
What? Okay.
Kylie.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you for calling. Appreciate that. Do you have a busy day ahead?
Kind of. I mean, just working.
Yeah. Gosh darn thing gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it?
It does, but it's my Friday, so.
Oh, very nice. Do you do a 3-day weekend, or you work one of the weekend days, or how does that work?
3-day weekend. I work 4/10s right now, so.
I
like that.
I think a lot of people like that schedule. I'm assuming you are one of those?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Do you ride horses?
What?
I don't. Oh.
You ever must gone a over valley. A waterfall in a barrel? I don't know if we're just asking random questions.
No, but that sounds like fun.
Okay, wow.
What's your opinion on Tootsie Rolls and Milk Duds?
Tootsie Rolls, yes. Milk Duds, I used to like them as a kid, but now they're just too sticky.
Okay.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. Right, I like her opinion.
Okay.
All right, Kylie, we're going to play a little Beat the Show here, brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. They're awesome, and they're offering a $25 gift card if you win today. The category is dust, of course. What? Who would you like to challenge?
Of course.
Would you like to challenge me or Kevin?
Let's go with you, Jay.
Okay, we'll see you in about a minute or so. Wave at me, Steve, so I know.
Oh, don't worry, Jay, I will. Okay. And then I'll go do.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty, here we go, Kylie. Who sings Dust on the Bottle?
Pass.
Dusty Baker is known for being a player and manager in what sport?
Baseball?
Who is the actor who performs a rendition of Dust in the Wind in the movie Old School? You might find dust on things like VHS tapes. What does VHS stand for?
Video home system?
What year or class is Gonzaga basketball player Dusty Stromer? Who is known for collaborating on the song Thinking About You with Dustin Lynch?
Pat.
Did you see yesterday's dust storm?
Yes.
Okay.
She got that right.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Collaborating on a song, Think About You with Dustin Lynch? Think about that one? No?
I have
no clue. No, okay.
Artist names. The song plays, I'll know it, but who sings it?
Yeah, who all singing? That it is tough.
That's fair. Okay. Let me wait back. There it is.
There it is.
Okay, that's all I hear when I come in the headphones up. I hear Kevin giving the doot 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 doot.
I started.
Did you?
Yeah.
Of course you did. How'd it go?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. All right. Let's play. We'll see if I do okay as well.
All right, Jay. Who sings "Dust on the Bottle"?
David Lee Murphy.
Dusty Baker is known for being a player and manager in what sport?
Baseball.
Who is the actor who performs a rendition of Dust in the Wind in the movie Old School?
Oh boy, I don't know that. It's Will Ferrell and who? Gosh dang it, I can't remember his name. I'm going to say Will Ferrell.
You might find dust on things like a VHS tape. What does VHS stand for?
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Wow. Well,
what year or class is Gonzaga basketball player Dusty Stromer?
He's probably a sophomore.
Who is known for being or for collaborating on the song Thinking About You with Dustin Lynch?
Well, I mean, there's two versions of that. There's the Lauren Elena version, but Mackenzie Har Porter was the one that we play.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah, it was close. That was close, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because, remember that whole controversy, Kevin? The whole Lauren Elena.
With Lauren Elena. And then the labels got in a fight or something.
And then, Mackenzie Porter ended up on it. And it was a whole thing.
She sounds great, by
Yeah, she
way.
Does sound great, yeah. Anyway, did I get through all seven? It doesn't feel like it.
No, but you had one more.
I missed one. Okay. All right, we'll see how we do.
Who sings Dust on the Bottle?
Might be little dust on the bottle.
David Lee Murphy is correct. Nicely done, Jay.
Thank you.
It's an oldie.
Yeah, it's a good song, though.
But a goodie, yeah.
But a goodie, yeah.
I was actually playing it in the office yesterday, believe it or not, as weird as that is.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Oh.
Kylie, did you get that one?
I did not.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe, she sounds young.
Eric, though.
You what?
I couldn't even think of what the song sounded like until just now.
Until I sang it? Okay.
Because it's so close to the original, right?
Oh, man. I can hardly tell it apart from the original.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All right. Dusty Baker, known for being a player and a manager in what sport? I believe both of you said baseball.
Oh, very good.
Both of you are correct.
Nice job, Kylie.
Nicely done. Who is the actor who performs a rendition of Dust in the Wind in the movie Old School?
Do you know this one, Kevin?
I'm going to say Will Ferrell.
That would be correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's just a lucky guess, man. Did you get that one?
I did not.
Haven't seen the movie. Okay. Well, again, she seems young. That's maybe not in her wheelhouse. What year was that movie?
2003, I think it was.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. 3-1, I think. Kev, is that right?
Yes, sir.
You might find dust on things like a VHS tape. What does VHS stand for?
Oh, man, I'm disappointed in myself. I don't think I know what this is. Video.
I would have gone with exactly what Kylie said, even though it doesn't seem right.
Okay.
She said video home system.
She is 100% right.
Oh, wow. That is a, yeah.
That's okay. A good call.
Nice effort. I couldn't get there. I was like, I was thinking something like, I should know that for sure, as if like it comes right off. Like, what's a CD stand for? Compact disc. Okay, easy.
Yeah, no, I was with you. I was stumped, and the only thing I could come up with was video home system.
Yeah, nice effort.
Yeah.
All right, 3-2. Good job.
Well done, yeah. What year or class is Gonzaga basketball player Dusty Stromer?
Yeah, mine was a guess, but I think he's a sophomore. Is that
he
right,
is
Kevin?
A sophomore.
Yeah, yeah. Sophomore. You
knowledgeable on Gonzaga. If it was a Duke question, then yes, I know Duke basketball.
Oh, not wow. Gonzaga.
That's barf.
It's okay.
Kylie, she's like, I know. Oh, man.
Who is known for collaborating on the song Thinking About You with Dustin Lynch?
I maybe got two in deep here.
You did, but yeah. You know what, Jay? I did have two possible answers.
Oh, okay.
And so you are technically correct with either one of your answers, Mackenzie Porter or Lauren Elena.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. No for Kylie?
Yeah, she'll pass on that one.
Right,
that
4-2.
And the last question, which you didn't get to, Jay, which I know you would have liked, did you see yesterday's dust storm?
How'd you answer that, Kylie?
Yes, you my did. Dog kept trying to go out in it, too. And I'm like, no, puppy, you're going to get blown away like Toto.
Yeah, that's funny because my dogs were doing the same thing. I don't know if it was because of the noise or the motion or what it was, but they kept wanting to go out like they thought something was out there. And I was like, yes, flying children are out there. So let's not
right.
go out there. Let's,
flying children.
Along with lawn chairs and some trash bags. Kylie, I think I got the win there. Did I get the win, Kevin?
Yes, you did,
okay.
Jay.
Kylie, can you pick a number between 1 and like about 743?
15.
15 is a great number.
Oh, hey, that's not bad.
You can call back and try to be that number. And then if you are that number, we'll get you the Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Guys, thank you, Kylie. Appreciate it. Guys, well done on the dust. Kevin, what'd you think of the category?
I mean, it wasn't bad. And I understand the category now, you know, the dust storm.
Dust storm, yeah. Makes sense.
It really was troubling to me at first.
Caught
why
you
dust?
Off guard,
but
yeah.
You know what? Steve, it worked out just fine.
This is the first compliment I've ever gotten.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She says she can hold a pen between her toes and write legibly.
I can believe it.
Kevin James.
That's impressive. I can't write legibly with my hand.
No, you can't.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Should feel better about this text, Steve. We got a text. I'm going to guess. I don't know. There's no name attached to it, so I'm going to guess this. No, I'm not going to guess.
Okay.
Just says, I feel much better about the choices Steve said, you know, with the Tootsie Rolls and the Milk Duds.
Uh-huh.
I love them both. I bought Milk Duds yesterday and finished them for breakfast today.
Oh.
Wow.
Well,
Milk Dud breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd do that, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the Jay and
I'm with you.
Show stat of the day.
A little risky for Steve, but yeah. All right, Kevin Stat.
All right, we need to go into the movie world.
I'm so happy about that.
And
that was nice.
We have
that.
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your
I apologize.
Family is kidnapped.
Oh, no.
You can only call one movie hero to rescue them. Who will it be? And, of course, they give us lots of options, okay? Jason Statham, Matt Damon, Tom Cruise, Arnold,
mm-hmm.
Keanu Reeves, Chuck Norris, Steven Seagal, Sylvester Stallone, The Rock, Liam Neeson.
There it is.
Harrison Ford, Wesley Snipes, Jackie Chan. So they give you quite a few options there that you can go with. Jay, I thought for sure, only because of the word kidnapped, that Liam Neeson would be the winner,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, he has a very
because
special
he has
set
a,
of skills.
Yeah, special set of skills. He I knows know about getting want. People back from being kidnapped.
If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
Right.
But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Okay, I'll take him.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I just got chills.
So good. Ooh. So, so good.
It's amazing.
But he lost out just barely in this poll. Just barely by 2 percentage points to The Rock. I think that's people just thinking, well, yeah, The Rock is...
Sure, yeah.
He's not going to let our family down.
No, he's also been in so many movies that he does that kind of thing, you know.
And he's just so cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't thinking it until you said it, but Chuck Norris, not a bad pick.
No.
No, Chuck's probably just a little too old, maybe. That's probably the only thing they're thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although, speaking of old, finishing in the top five was an old guy, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and the picture they use of him for this one is him as Rambo.
Yeah.
And, dude.
Again, yeah, he's going to find you. He has a lot of great hunt-you-down movies.
Yeah, he's... Him as Rambo is really a great character.
For sure, yeah.
You do not mess with that guy. Jackie Chan is one of my favorites to watch. I think his movies are so hilarious. But that's just, I mean, that would be if I wanted him to save my family and give me a good laugh while doing it.
Which Dwayne The Rock Johnson do you want? You don't want Jumanji. You don't want Moana.
No.
You don't want Baywatch. You want Skyscraper? Which one do you want?
CIA.
You want a little humor mixed in there a little bit?
Yeah, there's some humor mixed in there.
Okay.
But he is a bad man in that movie, right?
Or any of the, Fast and Furious? You want that one?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of those.
Yeah, he's great.
Hobbs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe that's the one.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Not Jungle Cruise.
The other bummer thing with him is you just feel like you want him in real life.
Yeah, well,
some of these other guys are just like Liam Neeson. I highly doubt he's really that tough.
Sure, I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that voice and the things he says,
the
and
confidence, the
he does in those movies, you're just like, oh yeah, don't mess with him.
Ooh, Wayne wants Deadpool. That's a good call.
Deadpool, an actual superhero.
Yeah, I mean that doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Makes it a little easier.
Yeah, we get to pick superheroes. There's going to be a longer line.
Mm.
That is true. Steve, who would you want to have save your family?
Yeah, I mean, I was originally thinking like superhero, so like Batman or something. Mm-hmm. But
Iron Man.
Yeah. Jason Statham actually might be my number one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to choose from. I feel like you can't go wrong with hardly any of those.
Yeah.
No, they're all going to get the job done. I really do believe they all will return your family. It just depends on how long did you have to end up paying for them, you know, like.
Now you're worried about that. Well, you're like, how much is this going to cost?
Oh, the ransom. Okay, yeah.
No, the actual fee to the guy who's saving them. Well, how much did you charge?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is not a great movie, though. Oh, but this is real life, so. Okay.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, real life.
Mm. Yeah.
How long would you wait before you decided... I should look for the family.
Steve.
What? I didn't say anything.
How long would you wait, Steve?
How long?
Yeah. You're like, I should probably go out there.
Barb are missing, and then you're just like, I guess it has been 2 days. Maybe I should call somebody.
I mean, what's the standard thing? What they tell you to do?
Well,
is it a day and a half?
I don't really know. I mean, depending on what you consider missing, as in like they're supposed to come home and they're not home, that's an immediate, I think. Yeah, I would just go right away.
Oh, yeah, for that, for sure. What? What? Yeah.